Audio Joe, Day 7. This is Ray Gerard. Greetings. Record audio content daily in the month of January. Add the hashtag Audio Joe. Boom!
Check. What up, Don?
Yeah, what up? Background sounds provided by Launchpad. Created this 1 minute loop using Launchpad for iOS. Great app, check it out. Okay, so here we are. Day 7, 24 days left. We're right on track. 24 days seems like such a long stretch of time. I guess that's what makes it a challenge, right? We can see the finish line over it in the horizon, right? So, but we'll get there. We'll get there. Today's topic, I want to share with you a story that I heard a while back, many, many years ago. It went like this. In 1748, the British politician and aristocrat John Montague, the 4th Earl of Sandwich, spent a lot of his time playing cards. That was his hobby, playing cards. He greatly enjoyed eating a snack while keeping one hand free for the cards. So one day, for convenience's sake, he came up with this novel idea of eating beef between two slices of bread. This would finally allow him to the convenience of playing cards and having a one hand free at all times. This new invention became known as the sandwich. The name of two slices of bread with meat in between became one of the most popular meals, one of the most popular inventions in the Western world. Who doesn't eat a sandwich? Everyone's eaten a sandwich, right? What's interesting about this is that you are very likely to never forget the story, or much less likely to do so. Why? Because we told it as a story. For thousands of years since the first cave paintings were discovered, telling stories has been one of our most fundamental communication methods. We all enjoy a good story, whether it's a novel, a movie, or simply something one of our friends is explaining to us that happened the other day. Or maybe it's a podcast or an audio boom. We feel so much more engaged when we hear a narrative about events, don't we? I love a good story. I remember as a child, my family used to gather around the fire to share stories. My parents used to read me bedtime stories, fairy tales, ghost stories. Oh, who can forget the ghost stories? Afterwards, you go check under the bed, make sure everything's okay. Check the closet, everything, make sure you find that monsters hide under beds and in closets, right? Some of these stories I have never forgotten. In fact, a few of those stories I remember so well, I could recount them verbatim with 99.9% accuracy. And, you know, the interesting thing is there's been scientific studies made on the subject. And these studies suggest that not only are the language processing parts of our brains activated when we hear stories, but other areas of our brain that we would use to when experiencing the actual events being recounted in the story are also activated. So if someone tells us about a delicious sandwich, our sensory cortex lights up. If it's about motion, running, jumping, our motor cortex gets active. So the point today's Audio Joe number 7 is illustrating is that we are more likely to remember a story than a monotone presentation with bullet points. So when telling a story, always engage your audience. Share your story. This allows you to get closer and personal with your audience while creating moments of inspiration. This is true especially if the narrative is animated and full of sounds and special effects. Audio Joe Day 7. What's your story? Tell it. Share it. This background piece playing right now is brought to you by Andre Louis, a.k.a. at ONJ Music on Twitter. Also at Freaky Foof. Do check him out. He does great work. Again, this piece is called For a Reason. Audio Joe Day 7. Also adding the hashtag Audio Blow. Stands for audio blog. We have a whole community surrounding the hashtag audio blog. Hello, hello. Recording device of choice, Boss Jock Studio. Boss Jock Studio is an iOS app. Created by the Boss Jocks. Check them out on Twitter at Boss Jock app. Audio Joe Day 7. Thank you for listening. I'll catch you on the next one.